nerderotic.com.
This motherfucker. Hang on. This motherfucker. This Joe Russo dude on Twitter. The only reason he has any following is because they think he's one of the Russo brothers. He's a fucking Z minus list director who shoots like schlocky horror movies. And that's great. You know, God bless him. But like, he is the defining word on cinema and high art. And he says here, on behalf of all men, I'd like to apologize to Millie Alcock for my gender being the absolute worst to her. Sounds like you're super in this movie, girl. Can't wait. Your Russo brother, sir. M'lady. Mahler has the best tweet. Hope she sees this, bro. repost. I'd like to apologize on the behalf of my gen. If you, okay, no man would ever say that unironically. I'd just like to apologize. You know what? I know a lot of women are giving her a lot of shit right now. Is that okay? Fake Joe Russo. She might see it if he keeps something to the effect of she might see it if he rolls with the fact that he's a fucking fake Russo brother. That's how he's gotten attention on Twitter this whole time. Fake Russo brother. Great, great response by Mahler. Good with the zingers. Oh, Jesus. I mean, God, I promised my mom. I promised both my moms. 'Cause I'm not a Christian. But who haven't asked me to do much, right? They've given me birth and they've asked me to stop taking the Lord's name in vain. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, mom. No, sorry. But I'll try. It's a bad habit. But if your moms ask you, and yeah, Mahler just shared that with me. Your response was perfect, Mahler. Okay. I would love to add to it, but I can't. It was actually great not being on Twitter the last 2 days. I'll be real, but I'm ready. I went down in the basement. I'm ready for Supergirl. I can't wait. Hey, we got a dirty, drunken, blonde Australian girl playing Supergirl. Can we F this up any worse? Says something queer, trench coat, kill the dog. All great ideas. Well, I don't think they killed the dog. Although in this case, because it's a CGI dog and it's not real, they're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Yeah. We find out tomorrow. I think we've already found out. Chris and Alan, I trust. Even Grace Randolph said it was unfortunate. I'll find out at 7 o'clock tomorrow. I'll do a full review, of course. I felt very confident with the video I just dropped. I'm like, oh, this thing is cooked. It's absolutely cooked. And I still believe it's number two to Toy Story. I think Toy Story 5 is killing it right now. So unless Toy Story 5 has a huge drop off, I think Supergirl ends up at number two, and then Obsession will be above it by its second week. Oh, no. No, it might be number four its second week, because after Supergirl releases, it is Minions and Monsters, then Moana, then The Odyssey, then Spider-Man. It's fucked. It could be on VOD by the time Spider-Man comes out. I'm surprised Mandalorian isn't on VOD right now. I wasn't hyped about Supergirl, but I was going to see it until Moldy Oldcock opened her mouth. You don't want me to see your movie? Done. I'm not supporting people who hate me any longer. Don't. By all means, don't. And I think a lot of people will be joining. I think, oh God, was it Joe who said, boycott the movie? It's like, I think that was going to happen anyway. I'm pretty sure that was going to happen anyway. I don't think it's necessary to boycott something that nobody's going to. But who knows? Maybe it's great. That's not going to happen. What is the tracking for that, by the way? What is the latest tracking? Okay. I mean, it's pretty much the same here. Now, remember, it was 47 to 65 a month ago. Now it's 45 to 55. Ryan thinks it's going to hit 55. I do not. I do not. I do not. And the only thing I base it on is purely anecdotal, and it's those fan screenings. They are fucking empty. There's Forbes. Who wrote this one? Paul Tassi or Tim Lammers? Okay. You know, Forbes, for the most part, I mean, I'm not the biggest Paul Tassi fan, but they're, as far as access media goes, I'm going to say Eric Kane. And I've said this before at Forbes, ignoring his politics, which, yeah, he tries to ignore mine. We follow each other. We respect each other. I respect him because I believe he's honest. He's very honest. We don't disagree on a lot of shit, but he will call something out. He called out Philosophy Tube on House of the Dragon, says it's the worst actor who's ever been in any of Game of Thrones. People were coming at him like, you're anti-trans. He's like, I just said worst actor in Game of Thrones. I didn't say anything about anything else. So he's ballsy enough to go against that's I respect that. So respect to Eric Kane. This one's not written by Eric Kane, but the projected box office opening for Millie Alcock's Supergirl is not flying up and away ahead of the film's June 26th release in theaters. That's not good news for the already struggling DC. James Gunn's struggle. His struggle. Her struggle. Its struggle. Already struggling DC Universe superhero film followed up the 2025 Superman, which introduced David Corenswet as the studio's new Man of Steel. The first feature in James Gunn's and Peter Safran's DCU earned $125 million in its opening weekend, July 11th through 13th last year. After all the theatrical receipts were counted, Superman, which featured Alcock's Kara Zor-El in a cameo, calling Superman a bitch, and revealed that she's the owner of Crypto the Superdog, earned $354.2 million from North American theaters, which is really good. Really good domestic. Didn't play out well internationally. And Disparu, I think, gave a very good explanation. Besides, the movie actually just kind of sucked. James Gunn humor doesn't play worldwide. Now, it has in Guardians of the Galaxy, but it was different here. So, from North American theaters and $264 million internationally for a combined $618.7 million globally, according to Variety. Superman had a production budget of $225 million with another $125 million in marketing. That's bullshit, because we've already seen some government papers where, unless they want to lie to the IRS, where it was upwards of $300 million, but whatever. Nearly a year after Superman's release, Supergirl is opening in theaters nationwide on Friday with far less fanfare. In a June 4th tracking report by Deadline, the trade publication projected that Supergirl was on track to earn $55 million, an amount less than half of Superman's opening weekend. New information revealed on Thursday, however, paints an even bleaker picture. In an X post from Puck News co-founder Matthew Bellani, the former Hollywood Reporter editor writes, pre-release tracking for Supergirl has come down again. Now it's sitting at $51 million domestically for a three-day opening. Per NRG, Superman debuted at $125 last summer with a much larger production budget. While Supergirl's production budget isn't larger than that of Superman, it's not far off, though. Given that it's a superhero film, it's still pretty sizable. Deadline reported that the film had a production budget of $175 million. I'm thinking it's more, too. That's me. Before marketing costs, $25 million less than the $200 million price tag Forbes Australia reported in December. Gunn disputed that number in his Threads post, which nobody saw. Writer, not even a little bit true. Nothing you say is a little bit true, James Gunn. Director Craig Gillespie, I, Tanya, Pam, and Tommy. I repeat, director Craig Gillespie, director of I, Tanya, and Pam and Tommy, Pamela Anderson. Supergirl is set in outer space and has a title character on a mission of vengeance. Supergirl also stars Jason Momoa. Stars. It's the kind of casting that would like all the stars come up and then it says with Jason Momoa because he's barely in it. 9 days of shooting. As the DC anti-hero Lobo and Matthias something or otheris as the villainous Krem of the Yellow Hills, while Eve Ridley plays Supergirl's ally, Ruthie Mayer Knoll, who's a badass in her own right. Her innocent family was killed, and she will avenge them because they were innocent. Has she told you they're innocent? Her family was killed because they were innocent. David Krumholtz and Emily Beecham play Supergirl's dad and mom, Zor-El and Allura Zor-El, while Corin Sweat returns as Superman. I wonder if we get more of an origin of Supergirl than Superman. While Matthew Bellamy's post reflects a drop in Supergirl's already low opening projections, making the release even more challenging for the superhero film is the positioning of its release. After opening with $160 million at the domestic box office this weekend, Toy Story 5, even if its box office dropped 60%, which is very unlikely, is a $64 million domestic second weekend take by Disney Pixar. The Disney Pixar film would still be more than enough to best Supergirl's current tracking number of 51 million. If it hits that, I wouldn't be surprised if it's under 50. On top of that, Supergirl has 5 days in theaters before another animated behemoth opens with Minions and Monsters, which is getting a jump on the 4th of July weekend by opening Wednesday, July 1st. In early tracking numbers for the film from Box Office Pro, the seventh film of the Despicable Me franchise is projected to make a mint. The box office prognosticator is projecting a $95 million to $115 million opening over its extended opening weekend, with $75 million to $85 million of that coming in the Friday to Sunday frame. Even on the lower end of these projections, the numbers are sure to make a bumpier flight for Supergirl in the second weekend. And I'm telling you right now, number two on its opening weekend, number four in its second. That is possible. Number four. That's a bold statement. I may be too bold, but you'll have Toy Story, you'll have Minions, and I think Obsession just keeps going. Garrett told me that when he went to go see Obsession, he had to actually work to look for theaters that were open enough for him to buy tickets. They were all sold out in its fifth fucking week. That's insane and great. Rated PG, Supergirl begins playing in Thursday previews before opening nationwide on Friday. And there's a fan screening on Wednesday. Maybe too bold of a prediction. Maybe number three in its second week.
NerdErotic.com. Please subscribe.